Sunday, do it all again. Race them in the sand, buck them in the mud, drip a cowboy's sweat, bleed a cowboy's blood.
I'm Zeke Thurston, 2016 World Champion Saddlebrock Rider, and you're watching the Peppert Stewart Show.
That's your fault, not mine. Nobody twisted your arm to make you click that, but you did, so that's your fault. A lot of stuff's happening today. We got a couple of guests we're going to speak with. We've got Lacey, who is part of the Austin Arena out in Myrtle Springs. Kind of Wills Point, Austin Arena, formerly Lonnie Austin Arena. They are the new owners of Austin Arena. They got a lot of stuff going on this year, so we're going to visit with her a little later to find out what's in store. And we've got Malaya Deaton, a youth female bronc rider. I think she may even rope a little bit. We're going to talk to her pretty quick and see what is going on in her world, what kind of got her to want to do it and get on those broncs. So we'll find out about that. Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo's kicked off, so we're going to talk about what's going on there, what you can go see, the horse shows, rodeos, concerts, the Ranch Work Championship, which I will be in on the 28th that morning on a Friday.
Plug.
And you have we got cow stuff, we got beer stuff, we got DNA stuff and some movies and things for you to see. So take a gander at this video here as we flip this in your face, and we'll come back and talk about stuff.
The American, where the cowboy spirit in all of us comes alive. Where Old West meets New World. And with $3 million up for grabs, the richest one-day rodeo in the world tests the limits of the toughest of cowboys. This is Western Competition at its finest. Experience a live concert performance from superstars Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. The American, March 6th at AT&T Stadium. Tickets on sale now at SeatGeek.com.
All right, the Teton Ridge American, no longer the RFD. So I guess that means I can tell my story about RFD. Another time, another place. Daryl's here. Look at that.
Why is it another time, another place? Why don't you just spit it out?
It's time consuming.
I'm sure the viewers would love to hear what you have to say about RFD TV.
I bet they would.
I'm not saying anything because I like Raquel. I like everybody over there, so I'm just going to be nice and quiet.
Yeah.
So we can dog on another network if you want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that one got bought, too.
It got bought. It's out of there. See ya.
It's gone. But, yeah, fun stuff with TV. So, Daryl is here. Where have you been hiding? What's been going on? What is happening in the bronc riding world of Daryl?
Where have I not been? Let's see. 2020, that was a train wreck, I think, right, with the whole COVID and everything. We were having our world finals and the daddy, right? Shine Frontier Days. And then that's the first time in 124 years it got canceled. It was pretty crazy, but of course everything got shut down. We try not to relive 2020, right? 2021 came back. We rocked it. We was at quite a few pro rodeos. Actually, it was up in Elizabeth. We went to Belle Fouche. The girls rode in Calgary, and then we came back in and rocked it in Cheyenne this year. And 2022 is going to be even better. We're going to be in Deadwood this year. We're going to be up there for their pro rodeo. We're going to be in Belle Fouche again for their pro rodeo. We're going to be in Colorado for their pro rodeo. We'll be in Pinoca, Canada for their big rodeo. We'll be in Calgary for their big rodeo, and then we're going to wrap it all up in Cheyenne and then start doing it all over again.
All over.
Playing with the big kids now.
Yeah. That's what you do, right?
And that's all you can do.
Move it on up. What about Fort Worth? What's going on in Fort Worth? Stock Show and Rodeo is happening?
Stock Show and Rodeo is back, right? You got to love the Stock Show and Rodeo. That's always great. Cal, Anna, and Brad Barnes and all them guys, they put on a heck of a show and in the new arena. And They got the tournament style rodeo going on, so it should be great.
That's going to be good. We'll get back to a little stock show and rodeo talk, but right now we're going to talk bronc riding with Malaya. Malaya, are you here with us to talk about some bronc riding?
Yes, I am.
All right, so tell us, Pepper here along with Daryl, tell us what piqued your interest into getting you started and wanting to do that.
Well, so I was up in Buffalo at my aunt and uncle's cabin, and we were watching the rodeo, and I absolutely loved the thought of me riding those horses. So I said, I want to try that so bad. And so next thing I know, I'm signed up for the rodeo, heading there.
That was it?
Yep.
So you've loved it ever since. So how long have you been, competing?
Little over a year.
Okay. Any injuries or anything along the way? Bumps and bruises?
Actually, in the short go, I fractured my growth plate.
Uh-oh.
Right on my wrist, so.
Okay. So you got to take a little time off and then get back to it?
Yeah.
Is the bronc riding, is that all you compete in, or do you compete in other sports as well?
Well, right now I'm considering other sports for the all-around, but currently I'm just doing bronc riding, bareback.
Okay. So as far as going to all-around, do you have any specific events that you want to try to take after?
Not really. I'm still kind of on the edge. They all seem so interesting and everything. I really want to try them, but I'm just not quite sure which one.
Okay. So as far as all around, you don't know if you want to go breakaway or barrel racing, maybe a little team roping or?
Not sure.
Not sure.
She's a bad cat. Why would she want to go to the timey end of the arena when she can stay on the rough stock side?
Yeah.
See, what we need to do is we need to put a petition together, get with Lacey Demers, and tell her they need to add women's ranch bronc riding to the junior finals.
Yeah.
And there you go. She could be in that.
Yeah.
Rough stock all around. Hey, Stetson did it, right?
Yeah.
He's an all-around cowboy. We kept it back on the rough stock side and keep it on the rough stock side.
Well, there you go.
Don't listen to him. He'll want you to be a team roper or something before it's over with. So, Malaya, where do you live at?
I live in Wyoming.
What part of Wyoming?
Northeast.
Northeast? Wyoming's a wonderful place. You ever get to go down to Cheyenne?
Yeah.
You do a lot of interviews, don't you?
A few.
I can tell. You're awesome at this. So what's your rodeo schedule for 2022 look like?
I'm going to try to get into all the rodeos I can. I'm really trying to practice. My wrist is still healing. Actually, I was in the Junior NFR Las Vegas, and that's where I fractured my wrist in December.
Wow. Well, it seems like you ended up seventh overall then?
Seventh in the world, only girl in the rough stock events.
Wow. So how was that? Was that pretty neat to get up there and compete with everybody?
Yeah, but everyone was so welcoming. It was really fun.
Vegas is a pretty neat place to be at, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What other big rodeos did you go to this past year?
The High Plains Circuit Finals was the other really big one, but most of it was local and hometown and stuff.
You didn't get to go to any of the big ones like Salt Lake City or anything like that?
No, I didn't.
What about this year? You plan on trying to hit some of those bigger rodeos?
Yeah.
Cool. Who's your idol?
Dale Brisby.
I was really liking her. So, because you want to go 90, I would assume?
Yeah.
Tap of the hat, the whole 9 yards.
90 or nothing, right?
90 or nothing.
Well, that's the thing. Dale's a bronc rider. People don't know. In real life, he's a bronc rider.
Well, he's like the 12-time Rookie of the Year PBR bull rider also.
Yeah.
So,
that's some good stuff. So, Michaela, if people are there's a lot of fans of the youth sports and things. If they're looking for you to kind of you know, see where you're up to or see where you're headed, stuff like that. Where's the best place for the rodeo fans to check you out on the internet?
I have a Facebook, and that's probably where the best place would be.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, Malaya, we don't want to take up too much of your time. We'll let you get back to doing what you're doing, and we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to visit with us, and we give you some good luck on the rodeo road.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck. Maybe we'll see you this year.
Okay.
So right. Innocent.
Bronc riding. She's spurring necks and cashing checks.
Man, I was excited for her until she mentioned Dell. But says youth.
Yeah, but that's the youth. That's the youth. You know, that's the youth YouTube generation. The youth generation is, you know, it's a different Dell.
There's nothing wrong with Dell. Dell's Dell, right?
Yeah. Dell, yeah.
Dell, yeah. Did you see him today?
I didn't spend a whole lot of time wandering today. I'll go back tomorrow and look and see if he's. I'm sure his booth's over there.
I'm sure you'll see him. He's at the market. He's at the market every year. One year he gave a good speech.
Yeah.
About 3 years ago he gave a good. Amazing guy.
I'll check it. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be over there to the thing tomorrow and I'll look around and see what's happening. What were we talking about? Are we talking about the Fort Worth? That's what I'm talking about.
Fort Worth.
Let's see. What's going on in Fort Worth? Stock show and rodeo is happening.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of concerts.
Yep.
They got that guy that played at the Beto rally. He's going to be there. Ryan Bingham. Clint Black, he's still touring, I guess. Clint Black's going to be there. Jeff Foxworthy. Kansas, old 97s, I guess. You got Bulls Night Out for the Bull Riders.
Mm-hmm.
Fans of the bull riding. You got the Best of the West Ranch Rodeo kicking it off. I guess that's tomorrow night. 14-15, then you got the Mexico Celebration, followed by the Cowboys of Color Bulls Night Out, the Texas Champions Challenge, and then 21st through the 5th is when the Pro Rodeo Tournament starts.
I wonder if there's still good tickets available.
There's a possibility that there are some tickets still available for that. And big lineup. I mean, stuff's happening. Google it. Google is your friend. I mean, we got a video we can show you. You want to see a video from Fort Worth? We got a Fort Worth video. We can play that.
I love how prepared you are.
I'm always prepared.
You know, he just called me today and said, hey, are you in town? I'm like, yeah, I'm actually in town. He's like, great, meet me at this address at 4 o'clock. What?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were going to go have drinks. No, he's like, oh, by the way, you're going to do a TV show.
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
That's how you do it.
That's how I get pulled into this stuff.
Just roll with it. Just roll with it.
Just roll with it. I don't know what we're doing today.
Let's roll with that. Let's roll the video. We got a Fort Worth video there, I think.
Let's see something from Fort Worth.
It'll probably tell you more information than I did.
It's time to rise and shine, Fort Worth. January 14th through February 5th, the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. This thing is legendary.
This thing is legendary.
That was almost as informative as I was reading that story.
Oh, Lordy. Lordy.
Google it, get some tickets and go, right?
Hey, you know, Fort Worth, though, is a great rodeo. It doesn't matter what night you go. It's always a great rodeo. There's always top talent there, some of the best in the world. Of course, it's Texas, right? So if you watch the NFR and you watch me go around the NFR and just when they did the grand entry, mm-hmm. half of the arena was Texas Cowboys
yeah.
and Cowgirls, right? So they're dominant. So it's a state rodeo, so they'll be here. It's what's in the Texas circuit. So, yeah, you're going to have some of the best of the best of the best there.
Yeah.
So you can't miss it. Every night's going to be a good night. And then Bull Night Out's always great. But you know who won't be there this year?
Who's that?
Dusty Tuckness.
Oh, yeah. He's hobbling right now.
I think this is the first time in 14 years that yeah. he will not be in Fort Worth.
Did you see that video?
Oh, we saw it live. It was nasty.
Golly.
It was nasty. And we didn't think it was that bad. I thought, you know, he stepped across there, got stepped on, but we thought, okay. But you don't ever see Dusty do that. Like, you don't see him laying in the dirt. He is not – I've seen that old boy get chunked 20 foot in the air, hit the ground running. So something that small. And then that poor bull rider, well, it tore him up, that he's the one who took Dusty out.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, he'll quick surgery. Tandy went and did that surgery overnight. Of course, Tandy's one of the best. So Tandy, get him hooked back up. He'll be back on it. He said he's going to come back in the spring. So I guess he'll be back in another month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
It'd be great to see him.
Tape it up. Go to work.
Do more than taping it. I guarantee it.
I put some screws in there, a couple plates.
I mean, you know, they make it look so easy. So people think that their job is like, oh, I could do that. Their job's so easy. They don't realize until you get down there and you're in that arena and you're standing there and that bull blows past you and you're looking at his belly and you're 6 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to it. Those guys make it look easy, but it's not.
Nope.
Definitely not.
If you do it right, it's like years ago, like I, you know, Rick Chapman told me one time, you know, if you're doing a job right, they'll never know you're there. Nobody will ever notice you.
True. And very, very true.
And that's what happened. No one ever noticed me. That's the way it went. I was like, that's it. Like, that guy? I don't know. Don't know who that guy is.
But he cashed the check.
Yeah. Check's always cash, though. That's what I like. It's like with 1883. I was in more stupid commercials than I was in episode 2 and 4, but in the commercial advertising that so I don't know. The check's cash though.
Yeah.
So I can talk about it now.
1883. Okay. Yeah, we can talk about it now.
You should have said the NDA they gave me for that stinking thing. They don't be talking.
All the people, and you know, we're in Dallas Fort Worth area. We're downtown in Dallas right now. So all the people within 100 mile radius that's in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we know majority of the guys in there, and we know like one of the producers, we know the cinematographer, a whole bunch of those people in there. So everybody just assumed everybody's in that movie.
Yep.
And I got asked over and over and over and over. And I'm like, can't say, gotta be quiet. So when everybody finally started posting all their site photo, you know, being on set, and it was a great time. Thank you, everybody. I finally played along with everybody else. So I posted my photo of 1883 on there, and I said, if you're excited as I am, make sure you watch episode, I think it was 3, 4, and 6.
Yeah.
I said, keep a good eye out, because there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not me, because my butt was actually at my real job, and I never could take off the 5 months to go film. So I'm not in 1883. Everybody thought I was going to be, but all my friends did, so that was close enough for me.
That's the fun with it.
Yeah.
That's the fun with it.
It's just a show. Who wants to be on like a top cable rated TV show anyways?
Well, see, we talked about this, I don't know, a few months ago. And, you know, it would have been fun, but like I was telling people, you know, the fun part about being on some show is I don't want to be on a Western show. I mean, it'd be fun for a day or two. I want to do something else, something that's challenging, exciting, whatever. You know, go be in a motorcycle gang movie and drive motorcycles and shoot people or something, or, you know, be a mobster in a gang war or something. I want to go ride a horse. I do that all the time. I want to do something else, you know?
I had an opportunity to be an FBI agent.
Yeah.
In a little film that they were filming here. And so I had to send my pictures to them, and they told me I wasn't fat enough. I was like, how am I not fat enough to be an FBI agent? I thought they were all pretty fit.
Yeah, what are you looking for? What kind of FBI is going on?
It must be the ones always holding the donut, I guess.
The donuts. What else is going on? Did you vote for the next election yet?
No, but I think my dad and my mom did already.
Can't early vote? I thought they were doing that already.
Well, no, but they both passed away now, going on 7 years, so I think they've already voted.
Now, theirs is mailed in already.
Yeah, well, they're from El Paso County, so Paso's Democrat area. So, yeah, they're pretty much voted.
I don't know. I was talking to somebody the other day and talking about that and the presidency thing. And my theory or my observation on somebody running for president and all the regulations and stipulations they have to be president, I think, in my opinion, that in order to run for president, you should at least have to have had a job where you're either doing payroll or running a company like a CEO, somebody that's used to structure and managing and dealing with the general public before you go in there and try to run a country and you've never really been in the real world with regular people and you have no idea how those people operate.
Definitely. I'm sorry. I was going to give the guy a shot. He's just, I don't want to get into it too much, right? But you got somebody that can, that's held at least a public office up, you know, from mayor to a governor, had to deal with all the stuff, all the basic stuff, right? That you know mm-hmm. and you deal with, and you're judged on that by your peers. So what you're, everybody voting for you. So if you keep getting elected, then obviously you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Just sitting in Congress and then Senator, whatever, and then just getting pushed over into that position. That's just a, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, you know, we had a president before. We had Obama was there. George Bush was there. Then you had Trump there. And I mean, with all the presidents that we've had since I've been paying attention to presidents, I mean, I'll find things that I like that they do and things that I don't like they do mm-hmm. on all of it. But I'm still having trouble trying to find something that's been done. Like, oh yeah, that was a good idea. Oh, I'm glad you did that. And I'm still struggling for that. It's, yeah, I mean, it's early. It's still the first year. But
God, doesn't feel like it. Feels like we're going on like year three.
It seems like that. So you'd think something positive at some point's got to come out of this.
Well, yeah, maybe in the election. Well, midterms ought to be interesting, right? So, because they always say the midterm is a referendum on the president.
Yeah,
he's either doing a great job. If he's doing a great job, then more of his party will get voted in. If he's doing a bad job, more of the opposite party will get voted in. And I think it's going to be a pretty big red wave, and they're scrambling right now. The question is, if they get those guys in the office, are they going to do anything different? Are they going to still do the same crap that everybody else does? And that's where I think everybody gets mad. If you get somebody that actually goes in there and does what he says he's going to do, it's great. And that was the thing with Trump. Now, like him or hate him or whatever, he had his good sides and he had his bad sides. I'm not saying the guy was an angel by any means, but he's one of the first presidents that's ever said, this is what I'm going to do when I get there. And he did it. And then now everybody's mad. And he told you before he got in there, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, okay, well, what are you mad for? He told you he was going to do X, Y, Z. And he did X, Y, Z, fighting everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So the next president said, this is what I'm going to do. So he's in there now. And I don't think he's done any of it. But I'm too busy about just trying to make sure that none of my employees die from COVID.
Yeah.
And I can actually afford to put diesel in my truck. You know, it's like, holy crap. I don't know. I'm just hoping that it's just this year, you know, maybe 22 is going to change around. He's going to wake up. They're going to take him off whatever medication. Maybe he's on the same drugs that Ozzy Osbourne was on, right? You know, yeah. Ozzy is like, maybe that's what Biden's on. Maybe as soon as they get him off of that, wing him off of whatever he's on, then he'll be like, oh, crap, what the hell have I been doing for the last 13 months? And pull his head out of his butt and start making smart decisions. So that's what I'm hoping. Maybe you just that's all I'm praying. I can't lose any more money.
Yeah.
I can't retire now. I want to be working until I'm like 80.
Always.
So that's my soapbox. I'm going to get off of it. All right, I'll get back on it because I've still got like 40 minutes.
Yeah. We still got time. Oh, speaking of soap, here's another box of soap for you. This beer company is wanting to copy Willy Wonka, okay? So what I'm wondering is, with all the new beer stuff and beer this, beer that, and all these feminine beers coming out, like Truly and White Claw and all this stuff for the ladies, are they getting left behind? So instead of spending a few million dollars in advertising to get everybody's attention, they decided to do a contest for $1 million and see how much advertising they get out of that. Because just like we're talking about it, I'm sure everybody else can be talking about it because we bring you the stories that the mainstream media is afraid to tell you. We tell you those stories right here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there is a $1 million quest from Budweiser. They're going to be Willy Wonka with a nationwide contest for a golden beer can. This launched nationwide, this Willy Wonka-style contest with $1 million payout. So Anheuser-Busch has scattered 10,000 golden beer cans and specially marked cases around the country. If you find one of those cans, then you can enter the Live a King?
That doesn't sound I bet right. Just Live Like a King.
That's probably what it's supposed to say.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote this.
Well, because they only put $1 million in this for advertising, yeah. So they couldn't proofread it, right? So it is what it is.
That happens. So you can win $1 million. If you enter, you got to post a picture of the golden can on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter and tag Budweiser USA using the hashtag LiveLikeAKing and hashtag sweepstakes. You can go to their website and download the golden wrap can, upload there. The drawing will take place on February the 21st. So whoever finds these cans and gets them posted, you get, if you get one of those cans, you got a 1 in 10,000 chance of winning $1 million.
So let's think about this. What is a case of beer? And I imagine this is going to be like in a 12-pack or an 18-pack, something, right?
So probably $25.
$25 a shot. So yeah. Basically, it's like getting a scratch-off ticket.
Yep.
It's a $25 scratch-off ticket. Now, a lot of people buy that scratch-off ticket every week, and they don't realize it because they drink that much beer. But
yep.
How much money do you think they're going to make just off of the people going in there?
Yep. Or somebody that may be drinking, may drink Coors all the time. Or Milwaukee or something. They'll be like, hey, let me try Budweiser.
But is it Budweiser? Is it the red and white Budweiser, or is it like Bud Light? I wonder.
There's a picture somewhere.
Got a picture somewhere around here?
I think we do.
Where's our crack producer at? She's slacking on us today. She didn't see a picture of Budweiser?
Maybe it's not on there.
Maybe we're just shooting from the hip on this one again.
It was a golden can.
It was a golden can?
Yeah.
A golden Budweiser can. Well, obviously, there's 10,000 of them.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wrong.
So maybe it's not on there.
Producer's right.
Apparently, whoever added that picture in there is whoever wrote that story.
Probably so.
Forgot to edit. Spell check.
Well, at that point, you can just Google. Google is your friend. And Google that can and see what we're talking about.
Just imagine a gold can.
A gold can.
But the can did say Budweiser on it. I wonder, Bud Light.
I wonder if it has to stay closed or if you can open it and drink it. If not, I'd at least like the money back for the can of beer.
I imagine you could drink it. I think it's just having the can itself. I don't know. How did the Willy Wonka thing go?
Well, it was just the wrapper.
Was it a chocolate bar, and then you ate the bar and gave the wrapper?
It was just a wrapper, right? No, well, it was a golden ticket in the chocolate bar. Yeah, it was a golden ticket, and you had to bring the golden ticket, and that's when Willy Wonka had come out and do his little flip, right?
So maybe the can is
and
the ticket.
Tell you not to touch stuff, and then that's when you turn purple and fall into the thing. And then.
So that's what it is, a can. The can is a ticket. I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you remember when Coca-Cola did the Coke can where you open the can and like money would come up out of it?
Nope.
That was one of those. It was like back in the late 80s, early 90s that they had one of those Coke. We got to put you on that Google Foo over there and find that one too.
You can probably find
it. There was cans of Coke, right? Because most everything was in cans or glass bottles, right? And like one of the cans, we opened it. It had money in it. It was like $100 bills in them.
It was the Magic Can. The promotion began in 1990.
1990.
Yeah, and there was cash prizes or gift certificates inside the Coke, and it would be spring loaded to pop out when it was open.
I told you.
Could you drink the Coke?
I can't tell you what I had for lunch today, but I can tell you stuff that happened 30 years ago. All right.
32.
30. Thanks for reminding me. 32?
1990, May 7th.
Holy crap.
1990.
I was in high school in the 80s. Ooh. I don't look that old, do I? Do I look that old?
No.
Thank God. Well, you get paid to say yes, so you're being good to me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, no. We do have Austin Arena on the line. We've got Lacey from Austin Arena and Event Center out of Myrtle Springs, Texas. And we're going to talk to her and see what is going on out there. Lacey, there with us?
I don't know. I was going to ask her if I looked that old. Jeez. Is she on T-Mobile?
I guess we'll find out. Find out about it and see what is going on over there in Myrtle Springs. Yeah. Huh?
Did we lose her?
We don't. Okay, so we don't ever. So,
well, you know what we can talk about?
That's fun with live TV. This is live TV, guys. Do it live. Bill O'Reilly. Is Bill O'Reilly still around or he died?
Who's that?
Bill O'Reilly. He said do it live.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly is alive. It's Rush Limbaugh passed away.
Yeah.
to it.
When he flipped out on the staff and they were recording, I'm like, yeah, they're recording. You're in a TV studio. That's what happens. I guess we're waiting on Lacey to.
Well, Lacey, okay, so what was a big hit trilogy? The movie? Trilogies, right? What was a big trilogy movie that you've seen in the last 25 years?
Oh, man. I don't. Had to have been Back to the Future.
I said 25 years.
I don't know what year is this. Trilogy. I think it's the last time I watched three movies because I went to El Paso to watch it.
What about you?
Trilogy.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Probably The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
The Matrix, right? Oh, okay. So Matrix was cutting edge, mm-hmm. right? This whole like virtual reality, you know, it was take the blue pill or the red pill, right? What was like the blue pill was you...
Viagra?
The blue pill. The blue pill was you got to live the dream world.
Okay.
Right. And then the red pill was you went to reality, whatever reality was, correct?
Okay.
And then, so you took the blue pill and used green grassy fields, even though it's a junkyard and all that stuff. Well, they've done that to cattle now.
What?
Yes. It's kind of baffling. So, cows cooped up over winter, right? So they can't see the green grass. They can't get out luscious. They're producing milk. They just, their numbers drop because they're basically, they're depressed. You're a cow. You're stuck in a barn. You can't go anywhere, right?
It's cold. It's froze outside.
Right. So farmers now, or dairy men or whatever, they're putting virtual reality goggles on dairy cattle so they can see lush meadows and all that great stuff, right? And it builds their spirit up and their milk production is actually going up. And this ain't a joke. This is real.
Yeah.
Their milk production output went from 5.8 gallons a day to over 7 gallons a day when they started using the VR. So them seeing the luscious rolling hills made them happy, and they produced more milk, even though it's like snow outside.
Yeah.
And it's to the point where the gentleman that did this, he owns 180 animals, and he's going to go ahead and buy a whole bunch more now.
Okay.
Because he wants all his cattle to feel like they're at home and in place and see what they produce. So how crazy is that? We're VRing it, cattle now. And it's working.
You just throw on a headset.
I don't know if that's scary or not, but have you done that VR?
Yeah, I've tried it. I think my boy had it when he was at the house, and he had one of those that I tried. And I think it was, I put the thing on, and it was like a haunted roller coaster or something.
Wow.
And you're sitting in a chair. It's like you're going through this haunted house on a roller coaster, and you got stuff flying all over the place.
Well, I knew it was a big item this past Christmas. A lot of people, and if you get out and saw those TikTok videos of people on them, and, you know, like the punching the TV screens, and they falling over and stuff. So, like a cow, you know, if you got that one jumping cow, I guarantee you don't put that on the one jumping cow, right? Because she thinks she's going to go loping through the pasture and jump the fence, and next thing you know, the old cow's jumping into a concrete wall, and now we got beef instead of milk.
Yeah, but see, I think over there, what was that story? Where was they at? What country were they in?
Russia. Russia.
See, I think they're different. I think they're like they are over, like in Ireland and in England, where you don't have a lot of pasture, so your cows are more used to everybody, and they're a lot gentler. Even like the sale barn over in Ireland. We're in Ireland. You go to the sale barn. It's a whole 180 compared to cow sales around here. I mean, there's no big fences. There's no giant, you know, nothing like that. No wild cows. They walk in. They lead them in. Whatever. And it's a whole different deal.
Well, I didn't get the opportunity to go when I was over in like Scotland, Ireland. Mm-hmm. I never saw any sale barns. Never went to any sale barns. I never really had the need to go to sale barns. I was looking for golf courses and castles and pubs.
We were at the castle, but right across the castle was the Cashel Mart.
The Cashel Mart?
Cashel Mart, yeah. And also, funny thing about that is when you go into the Casa Mart, you have to dip your shoes.
You dip your shoes.
There is a like a trough outside the sale barn there in Ireland, and you have to walk your shoes in there to make sure you don't take any
contaminants out?
Anything in or out. So when you go in, because most of them are all wearing rubber boots because it's wet all the time.
Right. Yep,
so when they wear their rubber boots, they step into that vat and then go into the sale barn.
Well, that's pretty neat. All I do remember is I ran into a Highlander, and he was so drunk, I guarantee that he wasn't going to catch any diseases because everything had been dead by alcohol poisoning, that's for sure.
Was it a steer? No. Only steers. All right, let's see what we got. We got Lacey. We got Lacey on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
There you are. Okay. Austin Arena and Event Center. So what is going on over there in Myrtle Springs?
Well, we've got several things going on. We finished out 2021 the last few months, and then we've got several things on the books for 2022. We actually have our first big barrel race this Saturday with 2,000 added. And then we have a ranch rodeo series that is booked. We have a sorting series that is booked. Of course, we do our weekly practices. We've got barrel night on Mondays. We've got team rope and night on Wednesdays. And we have breakaway night on Thursday night.
Okay. All right. And so taking over that arena and picking that arena out, what was it about that arena that you said, you know what, this is the one for us?
Well, I have to give most of that credit to my husband for just having interest in, pursuing just about anything. I can't tell you how many times, we've drove up and down Highway 64 and, seeing the arena. And we just kind of, my husband just got a wild hair, and he contacted Mr. Austin, and he just kind of got the ball rolling from there. We've been in the horse business our whole life. My husband has, and his dad, and it just kind of, it kind of took off from there with just, building something for our family and building something that, will take other families and lead them to be able to do something and with livestock.
Okay. And so with all the events planned up, you've got a pretty full calendar out there. So if somebody's wanting to know more about the events and things you have on happening out there, where's the best place to find that?
So we have a Facebook page. It is Austin Rodeo Arena and Event Center on Facebook. And we've been keeping it pretty well up to date with all of our flyers. We're doing a series with Sorting for Christ, which is a sorting association, and we've gotten involved with them, and we're looking forward to, hosting some events here and their finals in June. And we've got all of our contact information on there, the emails, the phone numbers. So anything that they want to find, they can find on that Facebook page.
Okay. All right. So you've got a lot of stuff lined up, a lot of stuff going on, and looking like 2022 is going to be a big year for you guys.
We sure hope so. We sure hope so.
Okay. Well, Lacey, I'm sure you're busy, so we'll let you get back to doing what you're doing, and we appreciate you taking time out of your day to visit with us and just kind of let the folks know that Austin Arena has changed hands, but it's still as active as always, so they can look you guys up on Facebook and head out to an event.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you all so much for having us on air.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Monday night barrel racing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still have that bet with Tex that he was supposed to run barrels, and he still hasn't done it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the last time he came to the house, so he came to the house, and I had one of those colts that I'd picked up somewhere, and I'd been riding for a while, and he wasn't too bad. He bucked a little bit. My boys riding him, he bucked a little bit. Didn't buck him off, so it wasn't no big deal. And so Tex come out to take some pictures, do some photos. And I think the photo of him and the horse is on his Tex Travis Facebook page where he's holding the horse. But he comes over to get on to get his pictures, done. And he gets on the horse and he's riding the horse around the pasture. He just got on. He hadn't been 100 yards. So So he's riding along, and the wind's blowing 30 miles an hour. So his hat flies off. His hat flies off, and that sucker broke in two. You know? And you can just hear him, just holding, and then, bam, he hit the ground. I was like, well, that's the end of your bronc riding career.
We got to figure out, because if we had that bet, and that bet was made years ago.
Yeah.
Probably like 5 years ago, I think we made that bet, didn't we?
Yeah.
Something like he ended up having to wear a cheerleading outfit or something if he lost or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, we gotta circle back around one of these days and get him to pay up on his bets.
Yeah, he's got to take care of business, right?
Always.
All right. So what did we talk about? We talked about Fort Worth. We talked about the American.
Yep.
PBR is coming.
Well, we talked a little bit about the American.
Yeah, the American and the PBR, March 6th,
mm-hmm.
6th and 7th or 5th and 6th. Don't get me wrong, but it's one of those days in March. Google,
it's usually the first weekend in March.
Yeah, you can find it. But we will be there. We will be there on scene talking to folks and taking some photographs. So don't miss that. But get your tickets right now. I'm pretty sure they got a ticket package. They usually do.
Yeah. They got the multi four seat.
Because you got the Global Cup Saturday night and the American on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Tim McGraw and Faith Hill singing a song to you.
Oh, yay.
They're going to sing to you. So.
Is it? Well, I don't know. What's her latest hit? It's Sunday Night Football?
Probably. I think that's, you know when.
That was a bad joke.
I guess I can say it because it's over, but on one of the episodes of 1883, whenever they were doing the river crossing down there, that horse Tim McGraw was on trying to buck him off all the time. I was wanting to buck him off.
Can Tim McGraw even really ride a horse?
Yeah. He can ride. Now he's not gonna be riding everything you see in the show, but yeah,
of course not. He
get on a horse and ride around.
So we were filming the Cowboy Way.
Yeah.
And Keith Sutherland, believe it or not, is actually a pretty good rider. He's actually a team roper, right? So Keith Sutherland can rope. Woody Harrelson, not as good.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine, Bill Lewis, did all the stunt doubles for mm-hmm. Woody Harrelson. So it would be funny to get out there and see these guys who can actually ride that you wouldn't think can ride.
Yeah.
And then the ones that you think can ride, they fall off. But, of course, Tim McGraw wears a plastic cowboy hat, so I don't surprise me at all on that one either.
Well, he's got a real hat now.
Well.
On the show.
On the show. But did you see how – who was it? One of those sites sent him a Dear Tim.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're going to represent the cowboy and the cowboy lifestyle, yeah. Can you get rid of the spray can hair, the spray hat. Can cowboy hat?
Yeah.
And it's like, ask Resist All or American or somebody to give you a cowboy hat, even a 7X. Come on, let's just get something on
there. Well, you know,
I'm not going to be rocking a 40 or 100 or anything like that.
When I talked to the folks from Teton Ridge about the American, I said, hey, we need to have Tim on the show. Then we can just ask him.
Wow. We'll have a conversation with him.
We can talk to him.
Hopefully his bodyguard won't beat me up after I mouth off like they usually do. But.
There was a story years ago, I forget when this was, that wasn't it Tim McGraw and Kenny Chesney jumped on some police horses somewhere and took off on them?
Yep.
And took off?
Yep.
Got in trouble?
I remember that. We need to Google through that one, too, so we can laugh about it.
Yeah. All right, what else? Speaking of stealing horses and riding stuff, somebody did that in Colorado.
Did they really?
Yeah. And this was an interesting story, I thought, because he didn't even know the horse. So in Colorado, there's a Colorado deputy caught a loose horse, and then he rides it home. So I'm like, what? Yeah, so look at that guy. He's riding. He just got him. So the Colorado Sheriff's Department deputy called to help wrangle a loose horse. He climbed into the panicking equine's back and rode the animal back to its home. Who writes this stuff? Or does he come up with this? Who comes up with this crap?
He galloped into the sunset.
Yeah. I'm like,
what? Or a snowstorm, right?
Yeah. What? So he catches his horse. See, I saw the horse crossing the road in the four-lane roadway, and I could tell the horse was terrified. So the citizens walking by try to stop traffic for the horse to get across. You could see in his face that he didn't know what to do on a major roadway. I guess this deputy speaks horse.
Was that dun 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 dun? We need sound effects.
So with no trailer to take him home, the simplest idea was to ride him back.
Boy, yeah, okay.
There was no saddle, no halter. I just got a boost old school way and hopped on. But in the video or the picture, there's actually a video of this on Facebook. But it looks like he's got some kind of makeshift halter on.
He probably threw something on him, right?
He said the biggest question was how to get this horse home safely, because I'm not walking 2.5 miles. So he hopped on the horse. So what I'm thinking is, okay, you just got this random horse out there, and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to jump on and ride him. What if he don't ride?
Right.
That would have probably been a better story.
What if it had been one of Vol's horses that got out?
One of the bronc's got out. And it's just, boom. What's going on here?
I've seen a lot of horses out. You know, take your belt off, put it around their neck, right? Mm-hmm. And you take them wherever. But most of the time, it's in your area, you know who that horse is. You just call and say, Tom, go get your horse. Horse is out or cow's out. We had that the other day, matter of fact. Cattle got out. Not ours, luckily. The people have property down a little bit from us. We're driving by and all our cows just sitting on the side of the road. They're chowing down. Their pig running around. It was like,
there it is.
Yep. The old woman with her feed sack out there calling the cows back. It's pretty hilarious.
Cows out.
At least she didn't have the rollers in her hair and the house slippers. That'd been funny. She had like the house coat on, all that stuff, but it was kind of cold outside.
That happens. Oh, fun fact about cows. Or not fun fact. But anyway, we went the other day. With John to go catch some cows. Somebody called. We're out working some cows, riding some horses. Somebody called because he does county pickups. Well, somebody called him and said, hey, there's a cow out. So we load up. We get to this house. Go talk to the lady. So what is it? Well, it's black cow, it's white face. Okay. Well, where is it? Where is it? Well, I don't know if it's out that way somewhere. Well, when's the last time you seen it? Oh, 3 days ago. So needless to say, we didn't find that cow.
Probably at the cell barn. Yeah.
So when you say all three days ago, now next time you call, you need to be looking at that cow and while you're on the phone. Be done. Speaking of cows, I got this sheet. I don't think you have this sheet. The rancher's resolutions for the new year.
Okay.
Which I don't know why you need if you want to do something positive, just like all these people, new year, new me. Don't wait for the year to start. You can start changing whatever you want to change any time of the year, whenever you want, which I think I need to do that. I haven't been to the gym in two years, and it shows, especially in my pants.
I haven't been in the gym 2 years, too, and I got one in my house.
Yeah?
I just keep walking down the hallway and don't look that direction. Keep the door closed.
I think last time I went was right after. It was during the corona stuff. I was going because I was like, man, there's not a lot of people here, so I could go. And they started shutting down different times. And they were open then, and then closed. And it just got to be such a pain in the butt. I was like, you know what? I'm done with this.
See, it saved me $23 a month. So I got rid of my...
23 a month?
I won't say what gym I had.
I was 26. So they put out this list of... I guess, I don't know who does list, but everybody loves list. So the top 10 2020 rancher resolutions. They're fairly long, but I'll just hit the...
2020 or 2022?
2022.
Okay, you 2020 there for a second, I thought.
I was doing the Biden impression.
Oh.
He did that last week when he wished everybody a good 2020 after the new year.
Good God.
I was like, did he really do that? So I have to go back and look this stuff up because I don't believe anything anybody tells me. So I got to go find the video. And I was like, he did do that. Okay.
He's like falling asleep during the G20.
You gotta take a nap. The dude's like 90 years old or something.
He's tired. He's like the crypt keeper. Come on,
man. Your grandpa's not going to be running the country. He's got nap time.
I'm tired, Grandpa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. So 2022, we were talking about 2022. Okay.
2022
resolutions.
We're in Deuce Deuces. Speaking of Deuce Deuces, if you ever Google that video about that tattoo when they say the Deuce Deuces, you always say deuce deuces every time somebody says 22. But that's another show. Okay, so top 10 ranchers resolutions.
On that one. Okay.
It's a tattoo video. What?
Okay.
I don't get it.
You can Google it later.
She'll Google it here in a little bit. I see. We're just not like two cups. We're all right.
No, there's no cups involved. There's no.
That's the other show. We'll talk about that one either.
No cups, just one hole. All right, so the top 10. Let's start with number 10.
Drum roll. Okay.
Listen to a trusted source of information and stop believing everything you read on Google. Okay.
They're just now realizing that?
It's 2022.
Holy moly. I get all my information off of TikTok, so I'm all right.
All right, let's go to number 9. Keep better records. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number 8, improve your forage.
Okay. Your forage. Explain that one.
It's often said that beef producers need to think of themselves as grass farmers because they sell pounds of calf produced by the grass the cows eat. So better grass, better poundage.
That makes sense. That's when you get those scientists to come in and they tell you how to do
your soil test.
Yeah,
what you need.
Stuff. Yep.
Number 7, be better prepared to handle problems during labor and delivery.
Oh, well, I wish, if they give you a day and time that they're going to deliver instead of 3 o'clock in the morning during a snowstorm.
There's no such thing as being prepared for that.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
Fair enough. Okay, rolling on.
Well, number 6. All right, number 6. Improve your biosecurity.
Your biosecurity.
Okay. So when you bring in new cows, purchasing bulls, cows, calves, bring them home to your farm.
Right.
Don't introduce them to the herd right away.
Well, no, you don't throw them because they
give them time to settle and.
Yeah. Make sure you always throw them off into the trap, let them get a little bit used, and you throw them in.
Make sure they get that corona. Give them a test.
Yeah.
Rectal. All right. Number 5, work with a veterinarian to examine your herd vaccination program.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah. Make sure that for whatever area that you're living in, that you're vaccinating for what's in your area. Because different areas have different,
different
stuff.
You're not going to be throwing tick and everything on them way up north or something if they don't need it. Yeah,
when you're in Nebraska.
Fair enough. Okay.
keep your cows from losing weight, especially while they're pregnant. Well, you see, when they're pregnant, feed them a little more. Overfeed some.
Yeah.
Number 3, test your hay before winter and figure out if you need supplemental feed. That goes back to what you said a while ago, testing it. Get your hay tested.
Now, go ahead. Before I open my mouth, because you know me. All right, go ahead. Number 2, right?
Number 2, check the mineral feeders regularly to keep your minerals in front of the kettle all times, which I do need to get better at that. I throw the mineral tubs out, and I don't check them as often as I should, and I'm going to go out there and damn, this thing's empty. I need to go get another one. And number 1, improve the water the cattle drink.
All right. So this is my question. First of all, who in the world wrote that?
Somebody and second, on the internet.
What's that?
Somebody on the internet.
Okay. That would make
it comes from Beef Magazine.
Was one of their interns wrote that?
Probably.
First of all,
good possibility.
You're always kicking tubs.
Yeah.
So you always know if you got plenty of minerals in there, right? It's pretty simple, especially if you got the molasses wheels out there. If the wheels are clean.
The way I can tell whenever my tubs are empty is they're not where they're supposed to be. Because they're empty and they start pushing them around.
Yeah, they kick them around, right?
Yeah.
Water. Come on, let's talk about that. You know, the cows aren't like horses where they're just always rucking over there dropping their food and stuff in it all the time, right? Okay.
Right.
Hay, of course you check your hay because you're not just throwing crappy hay out there.
You want to feed them empty substance.
Well, if you want to do that, then you just go get gin trash, right?
Yeah.
You just feed them cotton.
There you go.
And they get that gin trash belly. Mm. They look great, but it's...
There's nothing in there.
Yep.
Yep.
What else you got?
Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of off the rodeo, Western lifestyle subject, right?
But it's interesting.
Okay, well, wait on.
Because these are the stories that the mainstream media don't tell you. I heard that stupid tagline today on some show I was listening to, and it's like, we tell you the stories the mainstream media won't tell you. So I'm like, I'll start using that. This is an interesting story, but I don't know. I'll get to it when I get to it.
All right.
The man in Nebraska, like most people have done, a lot of people have done their... FBI duties and done their DNA tests from Ancestry to make sure that the FBI is up to date on your DNA. So once you do your DNA test, don't do anything wrong because they've got you. So this Nebraska man, he sent in, he did DNA test, and it led to a shocking discovery. He and his brother have 18 half-siblings they knew nothing about.
Wow.
So this guy, Quentin, of Franklin, Nebraska, I guess, said that his younger brother used 23andMe DNA kit, and both of them were shocked when they revealed there was 18 half-siblings. So they tracked down some of the unknown siblings through social media, which I don't know why you tracked them on social media if you did the test. I don't know how DNA 23andMe DNA works, but if it's Ancestry and you have a match, you can just email them right there.
Really?
So I don't know why you track them down on social media. Huh. So he started receiving responses from half siblings in Nebraska, Texas, North Carolina, Maryland, and North Dakota.
This is getting good. All right.
He has not attempted to contact his biological father, but he has seen photos. So I'm guessing this guy didn't know who his dad was, so he did the DNA to kind of figure out where he came from. And was like, holy crap, there's a lot of me out there.
His dad was a hoe.
He was blown away. He had another guy like a twin. I just want to encourage any parents that are using this technology to conceive, be open with your kids. Wait, what technology? What'd I miss? Does mom get a turkey baster or something? Well, that's another thing. I saw on Ellen or Dr. Phil or one of those shows. Maybe it was, I don't know which one. But anyway, this guy has like hundreds of kids. He's a sperm donor for lesbian couples. He's got like 100-something kids. And some of the kids he even like visits and interacts with.
Yeah, that's. I don't think I could. Yeah, I don't.
That's a lot of kids.
No, I'll pass. I'll pass.
I can't have it. So I'm done. I went.
Well, and the technology they're talking about is the 23andMe. You've never done that, then, obviously.
I've done Ancestry. I'm on Ancestry.
Really?
I did that.
See, I haven't done either one of them. I haven't.
I like
Ancestry. Because I don't want 100 kids popping up and saying, hey, guess what? We match.
But that's the best way not to have it happen. I'm on Ancestry, and it's interesting to see the history and the background and figure out all that stuff. And then I see all these matches that pop up all the time, and I'll have, like, fourth cousins or whatever, either in Scotland or England or whatever, and it's fun to see that stuff.
Right.
But I'm always looking because I'm always curious that something like that's going to happen. It's going to pop up, and you're like, bam, bam, bam. You're going to have all these half-siblings.
Oh, and I'm sure.
But
anything nowadays that's possible, right? That families. Yeah. And
but then my problem is, it's not like I'm going to talk to them. I mean, it's interesting. The thing is, interesting. I would like to know, but I'm not going to visit them.
Yeah, I guess it'd be kind of cool to know.
Just to know.
I don't think I'd want to visit with them either. It's like
I've got two brothers I haven't seen in 30 years.
I don't talk to half my family either. That's why we moved so far away, so I didn't have to interact with them. Just kidding. I love my family. But really, stay where y'all live. Don't come to Texas. But
yeah. Oh, no. What else we got? We got anything else good?
Not really.
Anything else interesting transpire? Mm. We do have a movie trailer. It's an old movie trailer. And the only reason why I brought this up is because...
You're in it.
No.
You're not in it?
Not in it.
Oh.
This is one I'm not in. So. No, oh, okay. This... with all the Western, everybody's popping about Westerns. Everybody wants to do a Western. Even Stephen Baldwin tried to do a Western because he wanted to ride the back of the Yellowstone stuff and do a Western, and then he shot somebody.
Oh, that's it.
Or
Alec
Baldwin, or was it Alec Baldwin, Stephen?
It was Alec.
One of the Baldwins. Anyway, he shot somebody.
The pain in the butt one.
Well, he shot someone.
Yeah, I saw that. It was the cinematographer.
Yeah.
Right.
So all the talk about Westerns. Everybody wants to do Westerns, and it's all the rage now to go to Cabiners and buy a hat and go line dance somewhere or whatever that is. But so it popped up, this movie that came out in the 80s. Anyway, as a kid I watched this movie all the time, maybe 70s, 80s, I don't know. We watched it 1,000 times. We knew the movie word for word. But then as an adult I watched the movie and I was like, this is ridiculous. This is supposed to be a comedy. We didn't know. So anyway, you got anything else you thought before we throw this movie out? You got anything going on where you're at?
No.
People need to know about?
Hey, just follow us on Facebook, Women's Ranch Bronc
Championships. Women's Ranch Bronc Championship.
You can follow me on Instagram. My my very active Instagram page, which I post like a picture of me and a dog like once every month or so.
Yeah.
That's Daryl McElroy Official. I had to do the official one because people were trying to copy me a couple of years ago.
Oh, no.
I don't know why anybody would want to.
Somebody's getting in on the DMAC.
That copy me for, but hey, it is what it is.
So. It happens. It happens.
That's it, really. Just we'll get going here in another month.
Yep.
Spring hits. We'll be blowing, going really hard. Hitting the rodeo trail.
Time to do stuff. So with that, we're going to leave you guys with this trailer of the Western you probably missed out on that you need to watch.
Finally, after years of waiting, the American Western returns to the screen with the kind of hero you've been waiting to see.
He's coming! And he's standing in the saddle!
Standing in the saddle?
It's Rex O'Herlihan, the singing cowboy, and his wonder horse, Wildfire, in Rustler's Rhapsody. There's action.
Don't just stand there, boys. Hit him. Now!
Romance. How was it?
Oh, it was nice. It was,
a lot of fun.
Yes, that was really terrific. A definite high point.
Come on! If you want to be a sidekick, you gotta learn the ropes.
Thrills. And spills.
Good, very good.
Thank you very much.
And drama.
Either you get your rifle and come with me, or I'll shoot your wife in the shoulder.
Starring Tom Berenger as Rex O'Herlihan.
I'm a little nervous.
It's just Walker.
In Rustler's Rhapsody. From the director of Police Academy. From Paramount.